Welcome back to the basement of Blue Fox. Tonight, Grace and the Bone Stage upstairs as Boston's own Lansdowne. Still on their Mass Attack tour, we have in the studio right now lead singer John.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, good. Let's see, now that you're just off tour with Puddle of Mud, you've opened now for Hail Storm and that sexy Lizzie Hale. Pop Evil, Theory of Dead Men. Pretty hard rockers in the industry. Do you think you'll ever do a little tour with Hanson?
You know, Hanson's just something we aspire to, brother. I don't know if we'll ever reach those heights, but one can dream, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't a serious question, but seriously, how did you all, an unsigned band, get a chance to tour with a record label recording artist, Puddle of Mud?
We built up our grassroots following, just have been touring for years, and we were picked up by a great management company, and they started connecting us with the right people, and a lot of these artists we've played with through the years as they were coming up, too. I remember the first time we played with Hailstorm, we were in Jacksonville, North Carolina. It was us, them, and Adelita's Way, and yeah, they were just so kind to us, and it was inspirational, man.
Awesome. So now, Lansdowne is the hardest working unsigned band touring right now. You drove from Columbus, Ohio just to get here tonight.
Hell yeah, bro.
And I like that you have no label support, because frankly, a label won't always be your best friend, especially those evil one-eyed pyramid labels. They can shelf you, keep you from playing places like the Blue Fox. And oh, by the way, I have a record label. Will you sign with me?
Not yet. We're going to talk about details, but I mean, it's important in this day and age to be able to build your business without a label. So if you do end up partnering with somebody, you bring as much leverage to the table as possible. We've just seen a lot of friends get dropped, get shelved. It's sad. You work so hard, and your fans are working hard too. People need to keep in mind the fans are doing half the work by showing up and buying the records too. So out of respect for everybody, we do our best to do it on our own.
At this point in your career, do you actually think you need a record label?
Yeah, if we're gonna get real, real big, we would need the resources of a larger label. Labels at this point kind of just act like banks, and so they'll pay for all the promotion. But I think the mistake that a lot of bands make is they jump too quick to it. They haven't built their brand up enough, and so if the label doesn't prioritize them, they have no business. You know, right. We can do it without them, and we're happy to grow smart and slow as long as we're growing.
Now, Lansdowne has had the opportunity to work with legendary rock producer Johnny K. Was that a one-time thing, or are you going back again for your next album, maybe?
We actually just finished our new record with Mike Watts, but Johnny was amazing. I was actually out in Chicago writing with Lee from Pop Evil, man, about a month ago. We did some songs on the new record together, but nothing but good things with Johnny. First of all, his place is sick. It's like a playground for musicians, and the guy's 100% pro. But new record is coming out in May. It's called No Home But The Road, and Mike Watts, this up-and-coming dude, was our guy for it.
Cool. Now, I know Boston sucks for the music scene. Maybe baseball, too. Just kidding. So first off, thank y'all
definitely.
Thank y'all for coming down to our hick town here and entertaining us.
Nah, dude, we love it. We love places that embrace rock. Like you said, Boston just isn't what it was, man. The scene has changed, and I don't know. That's why we love the tour so much.
Yeah, Aerosmith isn't even there anymore. No, but you've been from the East Coast to the West Coast now. What's your favorite city?
I don't know that I have a favorite. I have favorite nights that I can't necessarily talk about, but I mean, God, I can't tell those stories, bro. But no, it's more so favorite nights, favorite tour dates. But anywhere there are, you know, Lansdowne rock fans, right on. That's where we want to be.
So then that just ruins my whole next question, that Pop Evil's taking you under their wing and taught you how the road is and the industry is. And I was just wondering if they've corrupted you too.
Yeah, we did a little corruption of each other. One of the first major tours we did a couple of years ago was with Pop Evil and Blackstone Cherry. And, you know, then you go right out with Puddle of Mud and you start your education up pretty quick. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of fun times. And they've been good mentors, if you will.
I'm liking the way your songs tell stories, and it seems that you're very political. So you ready to start a revolution with me?
Hell yeah, bro. I think it's important to make sure that the listener gets an idea of what's going on in your life, what's going on the road. And a lot of those songs have been inspired by stories that fans have told me. Upcoming on this record, we've got stuff that, you know, a lot of it's pretty damn dirty. We've got some filthy stuff coming. I think if you like the storytelling on our previous records, you're going to love this one.
Now, that's one thing I do love. I love how tight you've become with your fans. You did what I tried to do with a few bands when I was promoting them, as jump on the road and make the world love you.
Yeah. I mean, we play the same show every night, whether it's 2 or 2,000 or whatever it is. And I think there are a lot of bands that mail it in if the crowd isn't right or if the night's not right. And it's like, you know what? Someone took time out of their day to do what you need them to do to have a career. You know, pay money for a ticket, show up, buy merch, tell their friends. So I think that's what has set us apart.
How has the the Middle East, and would you ever live there?
I don't know that I'd live there, but it was incredible. We were a 27-hour flight over to Kyrgyzstan, which is right next to China. Yeah, crazy, bro. But it's an international flight, so booze is free. That was good. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. We did 4 dates in Afghanistan after that and a couple in Kuwait. Incredible to be out there with our soldiers, just getting to know their experience, understanding who they are as people, knowing their story. Like, just very moving. You know, you wake up and all of a sudden the mountains of Pakistan are right there. It's just surreal.
Any songs going to come out of that maybe?
We had a song called I'll See You Again come out of it, and a song that we play live currently is called By Your Side, and that was actually a song that came out of a partnership with iRobot that produces these bomb-seeking robots for the EOD teams, so our guys are a little bit safer out there.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Somebody wanted to ask you if you still had your unicorn outfit with the tambourines.
Holy shit. I don't even know if I remember that night, bro. The answer is maybe, and it depends on how much Jaeger we drink together. Yeah, dude, people should feel free to ask us anything. We really love to, you know, be approached and be approachable.
You can check them out, facebook.com/LansdownMusic.
Facebook.com/LansdownMusic.
There you go. You can buy their music at iTunes. You can buy my favorite song, Watch Me Burn. I love that damn song. And their new single is Conquer Them All. It's all over Sirius, seriously. And after tonight, it'll be all over the 105.5 Bone. So any final words before you go hit your sound check?
Nah, I just really appreciate the support of the station, and we'll see everybody. Hell yeah.
Awesome, man. And they are very approachable, so stand up and talk to them, say hi, what's up, and get down to the show. It's coming on tonight.
Hell yeah.